Hello, and welcome to the Christian Rebel Podcast.
Welcome back to the Christian Rebel, and I am your host, Brett Collier. Thank you for joining me again. I hope and pray that this podcast has helped you. If the content has helped you, could you please like, subscribe, and share with everyone you know? Please visit my main website at www.christianrebelstudios.com to support us with a donation or purchase something from our store. I have a few Christian items that are available for purchase, from t-shirts to handmade wood plaques. Each purchase goes to help pay for this podcast, and I am truly thankful for your support. This week's episode will be about repentance. I have not taken a deep dive into repentance. I decided that in this Bible study, we'll talk about the meaning of repentance, how to repent of our sins, promises are given to those that do repent, and what happens to those who do not repent. Okay, let's get started. First, what is the difference between religion versus repentance? Many think the word repent means to get your act together or to get religion or fly straight. As if we could. Repentance requires taking in a whole new point of view, looking at it God's way. God simply asks us to turn away from our sin. This is the way we accept His gift. When we do, certain outcomes are promised. If we don't, or we turn back, alternate outcomes are promised. Okay, all we need to do is look and live. Let's turn our Bibles to Numbers chapter 21, verses 8 through 9. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived. Now, let's imagine ourselves in the same situation. Poisonous snakes have bitten all of us, and while we are not dead yet, the prospects do not look good. Suddenly a voice yells out, "We have to do something. We must save ourselves. But how?" Various ideas surface, such as, what if we run around frantically trying to get the poison out of us? A few people will try this and die trying. Others, by staring at their bites, go totally berserk into a frenzy of panic. Alternately, some try to convince themselves that they are not bitten or that the snakes were not poisonous, and form little groups to delude each other while dying. Here is a person selling snake oil, which purports to be an antitoxin, but makes it even worse. Here comes Moses, who says, "If you look up at this bronze snake that has been lifted up on this pole, you will live. If you do not, no matter what else you do, you will die." Now let's really picture how we might react. Having been given this revelation, he must be kidding. We would think, do nothing, just look. How insulting a solution. What part do we play in it? Moses responds, "Cease your activities. Just look and live." Really now? If you had been there, would you have believed it? Do you believe God's solution today? Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 3, verse 14. And Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so does the Son of Man must be lifted up." We have all been bitten by sin, and it is coursing through our veins. It will lead us to certain death. There's only one solution, and that is Jesus. But it is an offense to our ability to save ourselves. Let's turn to John chapter 6, verse 40. "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life." John 6:29, Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent." Okay, either we accept Christ or die, or we turn away from our sins and burn. Let's turn to Luke chapter 13, verse 3. "But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Matthew 4:17, "From that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.'" Acts 2:38, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." In these three scriptures I have just read, it says we need to repent or we will die, that the kingdom of heaven is near, and we must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent or die. Turn or burn. Maybe I should say, turn away from your sins or burn. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. If you repent, the gift of God is eternal life. I choose to turn from my sins. I hope you do too. The two ways. The way we are looking, number one, will make sense if we look long enough. Number two will create desire to move in that direction. And number three will lead to something. First, we will look at how this applies to man's way, Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. If our line of sight is along our own way, or the way of the world, then this will begin to make a lot of sense to us as we continue to dwell on it, even if the way we are looking is really stupid. With this mindset, desire will spring up, which is the fuel that will lead us to destruction. Any sin would do as an example, but let's take bitterness. If someone has done evil to us, the more we think about it, the more it will make sense to hate them, to burn with anger, to feel again the hurt. As we focus on the way of revenge, desire takes root and bitterness sets in. And where does this all lead? Let's turn to James chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Now let's look at Ezekiel chapter 18, 23 through 31. Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the sovereign Lord? Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live? Because he considers all the offenses he has committed and turns away from them? He will surely live. He will not die. Repent. Turn away from all your offenses, then sin will not be your downfall. Rid yourselves of all the offenses you have committed, and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? Ezekiel 33:11. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn from your evil ways. Here are some scriptures that show us the difference between God's way and man's way. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God, because of ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts, having lost all sensitivity. They have given themselves over to sensuality, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely, you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. As for you, you are dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. Galatians 5:16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. What are you looking at? It has been said that a righteous man does whatever he wants, but only wants to do the will of God. The only wants part comes from reckoning our carnal selves crucified with Christ. We do this by quickly repenting when we are caught meditating on sin, turning to God. If we do not, and give the way of the world its chance, our desire to sin will grow. Unconsummated carnal desire is corruption and death, even if we do not actually commit this sin. Matthew 5:28-29. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Desire itself is not the problem. The problem is the object of our desire. Desires are meant to be consummated, not to burn on, uncrucified or spent on sin. Knowing how we function, God promises and gives us new desires by His Holy Spirit, which makes righteousness an easy yoke to the repentant. We turn from our sins, He empowers us. We lose our lives, He makes us new creations with a new mind, new desires in our heart, and new works, which is good fruit. Let's turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 9. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of the sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. You, however, are not controlled by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. Let's look at it God's way. How can we break out of the death spiral of the way of sin, seeming right, creating desire, and leading to destruction? We must repent. We must turn or perish, turn away from your sins or die. But what do we turn to? If we just turn to another man's way, we have just set our sights down another road to death. Instead, we must find out what God's will and God's way is for our life. We must find out what God's will, God's way is, and turn to that. Turn away from your sins and turn to Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Let's go back to our example of bitterness. If we turn from fantasizing about actually hurting the perpetrator in some vengeful way to just wallowing in hurt, pain, and pity, instead, this is not repentance. Repentance is taking in God's point of view, looking at it His way. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Note that if God by His grace reveals something to us that we can turn to, it may not make sense right away. In our example of bitterness, God's will is forgiveness. Ridiculous. That would not be right, is our first reaction. Again, any sin will do as an example. But if we do not allow our eye to flinch as we take in God's perspective, if we keep staring at it, we will find that it is good, pleasing, and perfect. Beyond seeming right, it really is right. In our example, if we move from bitterness to forgiveness, we will find out that God's way is the best revenge, that forgiveness is like pouring coals over the heads of our enemies. If we forgive instead of wallowing in bitterness, the perpetrator's grip over us is broken, and we will find that we are only hurting ourselves. If we continue to take in God's point of view, then after time, we will look back at the old way and say, "What was I thinking? Ridiculous." So do not grow impatient if God's way does not immediately appeal to you. Keep staring at it. James 1:25. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Psalm 34:5-8. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Now let's look at the gift of God that goes with repentance. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Psalm chapter 119, verses 104 and 105. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Now let's go to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Do not conform to this world. Turn away from it. Turn from your sins and turn to God. You either rebel against God's way or you rebel against the ways of the world. Turn to Christ today. Here are warnings to those who look back. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. Philippians 3:19. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 22. It would have been better for them to not have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and turned their backs on the sacred command that was passed on to them. Of them the proverbs are true. A dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow that is washed goes back to wallowing in the mud. Let's go to Luke chapter 9, verse 62. To him, Jesus said, no one who sets his hand to the plow and then keeps looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. There is an urgency for repentance. Let's take a look at some verses that portray that. Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, and he will freely pardon. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? Let's go to Acts chapter 17, verse 30. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. James 5, 19 through 20. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. Remember what you were taught. Hold to those things and repent. Turn away from your sins and turn to Christ. What is the object of your desire? 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Never give your hearts to this world or to any of the things in it. A man cannot love the Father and love the world at the same time. For the whole world system, based on men's desires, their greedy ambitions and the glamour of all that they think splendid, is not derived from the Father at all, but from the world itself. The world and all of its passionate desires will one day disappear. But the man who is following God's will is part of the permanent and cannot die. Follow God's will is of the permanent and cannot die. Wow. I hope you are doing God's will. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verses 32 through 33. This is what pagans are always looking for. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Set your heart first on his kingdom and his goodness, and all these things will come to you as a matter of course. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Let's go to Psalm chapter 101, verse 3. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. Romans 13, verse 14. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of your sinful nature. Let's go to Psalm chapter 105, verse 4. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Psalm 119, verses 36 through 37. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not towards selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Here we are again. It's either turn or burn. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. The Lord knows who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. When at first we hear repent or perish, it seems very harsh. But as we turn, we see that it's an incredible gift to have something to turn to. If not for God's love, our only option would be to perish. But the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has appeared. To have the option to turn to is sweet indeed. Turn to Christ today. Turn away from your sins. Repent. It is not too late. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Hebrews 12, 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. In conclusion, if you have not repented of your sins yet, it is not too late. Repent and turn away from those sins. Give your life to Christ today. Get into reading your Bible and praying every day. Go find a Bible-believing church. Get in touch with people who you know are Christians to get started on this amazing venture of following Jesus. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website at christian-rebel.com. Follow the podcast on Facebook at Christian Rebel Podcast. And until next time, keep the faith.